Listen now to a selection of news stories from around the world, from the creation of the world's first living robots to the student who discovered a new planet just 3 days into an internship with American space agency NASA.
Giant vampire flower, Indonesia. Conservationists in Indonesia say that they have found the largest specimen of what is already a very, very big plant. This newfound example of the endangered Rafflesia tuan mudei is 1.11 meters across and lives by sucking the life out of a vine. When it is full, it bursts into a flower that smells of rotten meat, which is not nice, but vital to the plant's future, as the odor attracts pollinating flies.
Student discovers new planet, USA. On his third day of an internship at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, student Wolf Kukje discovered a planet. The 17-year-old from New York detected a change in brightness in the light coming from a star system 1,300 light-years away using the American Space Agency's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, TESS. After verification, researchers confirmed that it was a new planet, 6.9 times bigger than Earth. Named TOI-1338b, the planet orbits two stars, not one. So, just like Luke Skywalker's home planet in Star Wars, two suns rise and two suns set each day. Sadly, Kukje will not be visiting his new planet, TO-11338b. Even if we were to have a spacecraft at the speed of light, it would take more than 1,000 years to get there, he said.
Tussauds, royal couple move, UK. No one can accuse Madame Tussauds in London of not being reactive. Almost as soon as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex announced that they would step back as senior royals, their waxwork figures were moved from the royal set. Previously, Harry and Meghan had been placed next to the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Harry and Meghan's waxy surrogates can now be found in the A-list party room, where they can enjoy the company of actor Brad Pitt, the Kardashians, and other celebrities.
Robots made from frog cells. USA. Scientists in the USA have created the first living machines by taking heart and skin stem cells from frogs and assembling them into tiny robots that can move. Named Xenobots after the African frog species Xenopus laevis they are constructed from, they can execute simple tasks like walking or swimming and can live for at least a week without food. What they cannot do is reproduce or evolve. Xenobots don't look like traditional robots. Designed with the help of a supercomputer and some clever algorithms, they are less than 1 millimeter long and look like minuscule blobs of moving flesh. These are entirely new life forms, said Professor Michael Levin of Tufts University, which conducted the research with the University of Vermont, UVM. But xenobots can do things that machines made from metal or plastic cannot do. For a start, they are biodegradable. They can also regenerate. Cut one open, and it will pull itself together again like a T-1000 from the film Terminator 2. One of the scientists' most successful creations has fat legs that propel it forward. Another one has a hole in the center that the scientist transformed into a pouch so it could transport a tiny object. The Xenobot's unique properties mean that future versions could be used to collect microplastics in the oceans, transport medicine around the body, or clean our arteries, the scientists say.